Welcome to Success in Wellness, a new podcast dedicated to exploring the idea of success for the journey of many inspiring women who found success in wellness by focusing on their well-being. My name is Adeline Waro and I am thrilled to be your host. In today's episode, we are going to explore the idea behind the podcast and why I decided to focus on success from a place of wellness and well-being. This is it. Here we are. It took me a year to get this podcast out into the universe for you, and I am so thrilled and excited to be releasing this pilot episode on my 32nd birthday. The idea for the podcast started blooming and flourishing into my mind and into my heart last year around my 31st birthday. So right now, to be publishing this episode on my 32nd birthday feels very celebratory. It's a full cycle moment, and I am extremely honored and happy to be bringing you this new space so that you can reflect on your own journey and your own relationship with success. I believe that you're here because you are either a supportive friend of mine, and I appreciate you very much for that, or you and I don't know of each other, but we have a lot in common. You are probably, like myself, inspired to become the best version of yourself in this lifetime, and I'm guessing that you're here because you are looking for guidance and inspiration. Or maybe you're simply seeking a space to reflect on your own journey and connect with women who have walked the path that you are about to walk. I strongly believe in the power of sharing stories and impacting others through authenticity. And you know, for as long as I can remember, I have been looking for my purpose and searching for my voice. This podcast really is the direct product of a healing journey that I embarked on about 3 years ago in 2021. And it's the result of connecting back with my true self. See, about 3 years ago, I was at a crossroad career-wise. It's a time that you will think I had everything to be successful and to feel successful as per social injunction. A healthy and loving relationship, very great friendships, a great job, a strong career trajectory, but something was missing. And truly, I couldn't pinpoint what was missing. I thought that it was all connected to my career and the path that I had taken. I wasn't even sure at the time if the choices that I had made were really mine, or if I was simply trying to please my parents or my family and comfort them in the choices that they had made for me. But at the time, really, if I reflect on how I was feeling, I often refer it to feeling like a raging ocean inside of me. I had so much anger, so much anxiety and fear, and it was really holding me and keeping me awake at night because I couldn't pinpoint what was going on and why I wasn't happy or simply at peace. We often tie success with being happy. I do not believe in that. I believe that success, not how things look, is how they feel. But at the time of my life, in 2021, where I was at the crossroad career-wise, I was just so confused and I didn't understand what success meant for me. It was very confusing. And coincidentally, you know, it started at the beginning of my Saturn return. And if you know nothing about Saturn or astrology, just know that Saturn as a planet is the ruler of responsibility, of disciplines and limitation. And a Saturn return is a quarter midlife crisis. Because Saturn as a planet transit back into your sign at the time of your birth every 30 years. It just completes a circle around the sun. And when that happened, there's a lot that unfolds because Saturn, again, is a planet that forces you to face all of the things that you've been avoided for many years and to explore themes that you've been avoiding for many years so that you can heal from it and really step into the next phase of your life with the confidence and with the assurance and the peace that you need to be stepping into your full potential. There is a quick excerpt from the book Planets and Possibilities from the famous American astrologer Susan Miller that describes Saturn in a way that can be very tangible for you. She says that Saturn is not a planet that tolerates shortcuts, nor does it let us get away with anything. It grabs us by the collar and forces us to face up to the things, especially things we have been avoiding. Saturn rules all foundation, from the skeleton of the body to the organizational hierarchy of a company. See, your Saturn return really is a quarter life crisis. It's a first call to assess your life and make sure that you walk into the next chapter with all the tools that you need to be aligning with your true authentic self. And this for me starting in 2021. And let me tell you, Saturn really took me by the collar and a lot of things unfold in my personal life, in my relationships, in my career. A lot of good things happen as well. I got married and my relationship with my husband very flourished during that time, and it was in very good alignment and it still is. And it's really, I think, a space that gave me the safety net that I needed to go deeper and explore many other things that had been avoided for many years. But I started my healing journey by focusing on taking a step back and reassessing every single aspect of who I was and who I am, breaking it down into my career, but also bringing it down into my relationship with myself and my relationship with my family, as well as with others, so that I could understand where I was at and how to move forward. I worked my way through all the layers placed upon me through coaching, through Reiki healing, therapy, and meditation. And I learned to heal my inner child. I learned to create space for this new version of myself, who somehow felt more familiar than ever because I was reconnecting with my authentic self. I did a lot of work and it took a lot of challenges. You know how often we say that healing is not necessarily a peaceful ride. Let me tell you, it wasn't a peaceful ride. A lot has unfolded during that time. And it was interesting because I had the best support and somehow my Saturn return started. And without really being aware of it starting, I was led by the universe to connect with incredible women who've helped me and who've supported me with their guidance and with their insights and with their experience and their stories so that I could feel supporting on my own journey. And so I'm excited to share more of my journey with you throughout the upcoming episode. I will be reconnecting with women who helped me through my Saturn return and provided me with the guidance and with the inspiration that I needed to find myself. It's women working in the wellness industry, like yoga teachers and therapists and astrologers, to women who are in venture capital, helping entrepreneurs build healthier businesses by focusing on their well-being and the well-being of their team, as well as corporate girls like me, who are loving their career and who are finding balance in practicing wellness in their day-to-day life, as well as women who found themselves in exploring and performing their heart. I am incredibly excited to be connecting you with all those inspiring women. I'm excited for them to join the podcast and share their stories, their insights, and their experiences. I will be ending the podcast with one quote from one of my favorite author, Brianna Wiest, with a self-development author. She writes a lot of books about reconnecting with your true authentic self. And she said in one of her books, and I can't remember the one, but she said that one day you will realize that true success is not how things look, but how they feel. And this is my definition of success. In the next episode, we will be welcoming Christina Adam, a dear friend of mine, who is also the owner of Heather Healing Spa in Los Angeles. And I cannot wait for her to come on the podcast and share her story of reconnecting with her divine feminine essence and what that meant and brought into her life. This is Success and Wellness, a new podcast dedicated to supporting you on your journey to define success on your own terms.